Children and adolescents detained in the youth justice system experience poor health across a range of complex physical and mental health disorders. This is according to new research from the University of Melbourne, Murdoch Children's Research Institute and University of Sheffield in the UK. They examined the health of detained adolescents from 245 peer-reviewed journals and review publications. One of the researchers, Professor Stuart Kinner from the University of Melbourne, joins us now. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
So what sort of research existed on this in the past?
Not enough. So what we did is look at every study that's been published on the health of detained adolescents anywhere in the world since 1980 in any language. So 245 sounds like a lot of research, but considering the health problems these young people have, it's a really small amount of evidence for what's really a very significant problem.
So what would some of the findings from this research?
Well, the global finding, the overarching finding, is that kids who end up in detention have really poor health. Not only just one health problem, they don't have just mental health problems, substance use problems, communicable or non-communicable disease. Most kids in detention have multiple health problems that require attention, and all of that set against a backdrop of entrenched disadvantage and trauma. So what we have is really vulnerable, damaged kids, and ideally we'd rather not see them in detention at all, and we need to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility from 10 to make that happen. But for kids who end up in detention, we also need to make sure we're doing a good job of meeting their health needs when they're in detention, and importantly, once they get back to the community.
And what can be the long-lasting effects of this?
So, unfortunately, what we're seeing for young kids who end up in detention is that these are already the long-lasting effects. These are young people who've had difficult lives, often from the outset, and often they come from families where their parents have had difficult lives from the outset as well. So what we're seeing is intergenerational disadvantage and poor health. And what we need to start doing is finding ways to interrupt that cycle of intergenerational disadvantage. So that doesn't mean going soft on crime or any of those sorts of things. It means when we think about the ways to respond to young people who end up in the justice system, let's think about a way that's constructive and productive and improves their life outcomes in the long term. It means investing in education. It means investing in housing. It means appropriate investments in welfare and child protection services. It means increasing the age of criminal responsibility so that instead of locking up 10-year-olds, we're doing something constructive to meet their significant needs in the community where they belong.
So is it clear what it is about the system that creates these wide range of health conditions and long-lasting effects?
Well, look, obviously there's more than one pathway into youth justice, but unfortunately the common overview here is young people who come from disadvantaged families, often have experienced multiple traumas. They become disengaged from school. Often they're young people with learning or language difficulties, neurodevelopmental disabilities. Those young people often end up in the child protection system, and from the child protection system, unfortunately, all too often end up moving into the youth justice system. And then once they age out of that, they're the same young people who often end up in the adult correctional system. So unfortunately, we have a series of very expensive taxpayer-funded systems through which we funnel some of our most vulnerable and damaged young people.
We're speaking with Professor Stuart Kinner from the University of Melbourne about health outcomes for detained youth. And with a better understanding of these impacts, is there hope to minimise the negative health outcomes for young people?
Absolutely. There are the three things that we need to do, and the federal government really has a role here to step in and take some leadership on this. So the first thing is we need to keep young, vulnerable kids out of detention. The first and the simplest way to do that is to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility. 10-year-olds don't belong in prison. We need to raise that age to at least 14, in line with the UN guidance and in line with our peers in other parts of the world. That's the first thing. The second thing is, where kids do end up in detention, we need to identify their health needs and we need to respond to them adequately. At the moment, we don't. The third thing that we need to do is ensure that once those young people return to the community, and they always do, we need to find ways to maintain those health improvements when they return to the community. Right now, we know that many young people who go through the youth justice system have really poor health outcomes. We know that rates of death due to suicide, overdose, injury and other causes are more than three times higher in kids who've been through the system than among kids who haven't. So we really need to just invest more in giving these young people a real chance to have better lives.
As we mentioned in the intro, this is a study that has been undertaken across multiple universities, including Sheffield in the UK. Are there other countries that are taking in leadership on this and have a strong stance that has minimised these negative health outcomes?
There are definitely lessons we can learn from other countries. I was in Canada recently, in British Columbia, where due to a whole lot of investments in supporting young people in the community, they've managed to radically reduce the number of young people in detention over recent decades. In Norway, for example, there's investment in actually therapeutic youth detention facilities. So when, unfortunately, young people do end up in detention, it's actually a therapeutic setting where we figure out what went wrong and find ways to help them change those things. Right now, we have, unfortunately, a system that's far too punitive in character. Punishment doesn't change these young people for the better. It doesn't change their societies for the better. What we need to be doing is looking to countries that are keeping young kids out of detention, and then when the kids end up in detention, countries that are showing us how to actually support those young people, change their lives for the better. Look at that, works out better for all of us.
Well, Stuart, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure.